This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing protection for the monarch butterfly and is encouraging the public to be a part of its recovery. The service is seeking public input on a proposal to list the species as threatened with species-specific protections and flexibilities to encourage conservation under Section 4D of the Endangered Species Act. Public comment will be accepted on the proposal until March 12, 2025. The service will then evaluate the comments and any additional information on the species and determine whether to list the monarch butterfly. Today, the eastern migratory population is estimated to have declined by approximately 80%. The western migratory population has declined by more than 95% since the 1980s. The Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing over 4,000 acres of critical habitat for the western migratory monarch population across a large section of California. A 90-day comment period will open tomorrow and close again March 12th. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley told farm journalists today that he is hopeful for farm legislation in the continuing resolution.
I hate to tell you, there's no doubt it's going to be included in the continuing resolution, but that's what we think is definitely happening, and I don't know whether I need a daily update on it because I think it's a foregone conclusion. And that would probably happen around December the 19th.
Grassley said disaster and economic assistance proposals are still being discussed.
There's a lot of talk and negotiation on that. And I think things that deal with natural disaster are probably more certain to be dealt with than maybe the economic disaster. But I wouldn't want to say that the latter is out of the I should say it's not out because it's still in the discussion stage.
The senior Iowa senator acknowledged there would still be issues with approving a farm bill in the lower chamber next year despite a Republican majority.
I think that there's a mandate from the grassroots that dictates that there's going to be a lot of things Democrats don't like in the farm bill. And some of those are work requirements for food stamps and things like that. I think Republicans are going to have to stick together, and I would expect Democrats to want to maintain the food stamp program. And if they thought they could stop it without having those work requirements in it, they would do it. But I would expect Republicans to know that they have to deliver on the promises of the President-elect Trump.
It has been said that President-elect Trump is proposing to put the Trade Representative's office under the Department of Commerce. Grassley said he's not a fan of that idea.
It's not something that I support. It's something that Trump can do as chief executive of our executive branch. I want the special Trade Representative to be in the cabinet. I want it to be a very high-level support. I've told that to the new nominee, and I want trade negotiations to move forward. I realize that I'm for fair trade and negotiations for fair trade. I used to be in a majority. Now we're in the minority, but I'm still not going to give up the fight.
Finally, a federal judge has temporarily halted a proposed merger between supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons in action that could scuttle the deal. U.S. District Court Judge Adrian Nelson issued the ruling today after holding a three-week hearing in Portland, Oregon. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers don't give up in tough times. The Farm Bill helps secure they don't have to by providing them with the tools to keep our food supplies secure in all seasons. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.